Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
For good. And welcome to the show. We're doing something a little different today. We actually have Facebook Live going. We have Jerry Lund with us today as our amazing guest. Of course, we always have an amazing guest, and today we have Jerry here to just rock our world. You ready to rock our world, Jerry?
I'm ready to rock your world. This is going to be great today.
Awesome. Woo. Go, go, go. Well, thank you. Thank you for showing up at the Business for Good show. And Jerry's actually the one that said, why aren't you guys doing this Facebook Live? And we're like, well, because it's a podcast.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you put it on Facebook Live, too? And we're like,
well, maybe.
And so, hey, it's happening.
Now it's happening.
So the good thing about Facebook Live, before you get too far, you guys need to like and share this while you're watching this today.
Exactly. Show, find us on bizforgoodshow.com and iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play or whatever it's called. Places that you can find podcasts. So
right.
Thanks for this is a new thing that we're going to probably do from
hearts, lots of hearts,
and all that good stuff. So let's just dive into finding about Jerry. Are you up for that?
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Okay. Segment.
segment.
That's why Ryan is here. Ryan keeps us on track. Thank you, Ryan. Yes, Jerry has been gracious enough to say, yeah, let's do this segment thing. Sure, I'll do that. Yeah.
Right, I'm not scared.
He's not scared.
Yeah. We're just trying to be like Jimmy Fallon or have a little segment time.
Yeah, have a little segment time with our guests. So, segment, and it's funny, I put the segments under. That's my problem. So we start with tip of the day. Tip of the day, and Jerry has come up with a cool tip for us. What's the tip of the day for our audience members, for the podcasters? What's the tip of the day?
So the tip of the day is everybody's got a device in their hands all the time. I mean, even in the store, you know, they got the headphones in and out at the store, restaurants, you see a couple out eating and everything like that.
They're not engaged with each other.
I think they might be texting each other, I don't know, or whatever, Facebook Live-ing each other from the other side. Yeah.
Really hurt you, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.
It's bad. It's bad for society and stuff like that. And so my tip of the day is take that device, put it in your pocket, go outside today and, you know, engage with the conversation with a stranger.
I love it.
It could be your neighbor that might be the stranger because you're always on your device when you walk out the door.
It's true.
But I mean, it's not going to be that hard, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. And you might actually be able to look at a beautiful sky and beautiful people around you. I mean, it might be a whole new world.
Yeah, and you might make a new friend.
You might make a good new friend.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Tip of the day.
We're bringing back Wayne Dyer's, it's not a tip. You know, it's Wayne Dyer, and he's a little funky.
Quote of the day.
Quote of the day from Wayne Dyer. I'm not sure if we've understood any of them so far.
It'll make you think.
Let's see what this one had. We didn't read it ahead of time.
No.
So
Wayne Dyer,
May 11th. All things, including the grass and trees, are soft and pliable. In life, dry and brittle in death.
All things, including the grass and trees.
That's pretty deep.
That's deep.
Are soft and pliable. In life, dry and brittle in death. All things.
So, as always, Wayne is super deep. And I think what I get out of that is when you're alive, you're in motion and you're exciting and you're pliable and you're learning and you're growing.
Right.
And when you're not learning and growing and open to learning and growing and moving, you're dead.
That is true. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you should just, in the comment sections, put the comments you think about what does that mean to you.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, my gosh. This guy.
He's hired.
Yeah, you're in. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Wayne Dyer. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, everybody,
hashtag
for putting it in.
Hashtag Wayne
Dyer. Okay, let's do a really quick Google challenge.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be good.
Okay, we have not looked at this ahead of time, so we are just going with it. So today, because we got Jerry on the show, and Jerry has been a fireman for how many years?
27 years now.
27 years, yeah. And you've worked in first responder stuff. Yeah, okay.
For a long time. Seen many things change. Yeah. I actually work as a police officer as well. So, yeah. It's
you've kind of everything.
Seen the gamut of things.
Yeah. And because of that, we wanted to kind of talk about service a little bit because of all the service that's done. And it really is, there isn't really a business in the world that doesn't do service of some kind.
I agree.
Service is what moves this world. It moves us. I can't think of any business. Maybe gambling is the only one I can think that isn't some kind of a service.
I mean, you're having fun when you're gambling, exactly. Especially if it's not your own money.
Yeah. Even that, I guess it could be fun because a football player, how is that? Well, it's because we watch it and it's fun and we're entertained. And
yeah,
service.
So pretty much everything in the world is in some form or fashion service. So our question today for Google is, what is true service?
What is true?
Not just what is service, but what is true service? What will Google say?
Page 3, right?
Page 3.
We could say true is sincerity, right?
Well, let's see what Google says. That's what Ryan Pilkington could say.
Yeah, there's the Ryan challenge.
There you go. And
I don't have a way of searching.
Page 3.
Here we go.
Service to God. Uh-oh.
Well,
we're going to get Ghana. You're going to get churchy on you.
Modern Ghana? Is that what that says?
Yeah.
Is that some country?
Yeah, it is a country.
Duet 10:12. Duet. That's Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
Wow.
And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in his always, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Interesting. Oh, wait, here's one. Psalms 2:11. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Be afraid of God and sing like it. Okay, well, that's what we get for not looking at it ahead of time.
Right.
If Ephraim 6:7, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord and not men. Interesting.
I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one.
We're going to put that one somewhere.
Yeah, we'll put that one somewhere. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord and not men. I like that one.
And for those that may not believe in such things, there's other ways you could apply.
Yeah. If you don't believe in a God. Everybody believes in a universe, right? I mean, there's a universe. Serve the universe. Right.
See, absolutely. Yeah, switch out the name.
I love it. Okay. That was interesting. Google challenge.
We got churchy on you.
Yeah. We went churchy at Biz for Good Show. Wow. Cool. Okay.
It's all good.
All right. Our last segment piece is action.
Action.
Action item of the day. And you kind of already let it out of the bag.
I know. I did.
But, kind of. Let's get really...
We'll take a business action item.
Okay.
I'll wing it, I guess.
Oh, let's wing it. Yes!
A business action item that's going to wing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think really, you know, in business, you have a lot of great people that can help you out there in business and stuff like that. And some of them are probably not as far away as, you know, as you think. Far as, you know, and your friends and stuff like that you can count on.
Yeah.
So I think maybe just look into your, you know, if you want to grow a section of your business and stuff like that, maybe you approach one of these friends and see what their perspective is from the outside. So my challenge would be to you, if you own a business or have a business, maybe just stop and talk to one of your friends maybe you're not real close with and stuff like that, and get some feedback about your business, about what they think you're doing.
I love it. Yeah, I talk about all the time having an advisory board.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like, just friends or acquaintances that to get feedback from.
Right.
And nobody creates anything alone.
I agree. I totally agree.
It takes, and it's interesting to me how every time on the Biz for Good Show we start talking about stuff, it always comes back to the relationships that you're making, the people that you're engaged with, the true relationships you're making, right. The connections, when you're open to connecting in a good back and forth way to give and receive.
Right.
That's how we move forward in business, really move forward in business.
It's a really good starting point too, because like you're like, well, I don't know how to get feedback from the whole universe, so you can go to these people that are right there at your fingertips.
Yeah, and you may have never even asked their opinion before. Yeah. Someone may even have not even a clue what you do.
Yeah. So that's the action item right there. You go and you find somebody maybe that you haven't gotten an opinion from before about your business model, about your idea, what you're doing, your branding, something. Go out and ask a friend, a relative, an acquaintance. This is your action item. Get out there and ask them, hey, how do you feel about my business, my idea, or what have you?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's
awesome.
I'm just going to try it today, right after this.
Me too. Yeah, yeah. We're talking to people right now.
You better take an oath. I didn't hear one. Are you? All right.
I will ask a friend.
I will ask a friend on my crazy ideas.
Actually, I'm starting an apparel company too.
Oh, awesome.
The guests might know already. The Advocatees.
Yeah.
And I'm going through a 30-day challenge to customers, and one thing is to reach out to friends or families and tell them your idea. Donate a share.
Yeah.
Donate a share. Anyway, so it's a great tip.
Good. Yeah. Don't hit the table because
I can't
it
do
rocks
this.
The, it rocks the mic. Bong, bong. It rocks the mic. Okay.
Sorry.
See how it jumped on the thingy?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not used to this.
Yeah, you're not. We're being filmed right now. Yeah. That's crazy. It's sad we need it turned around the other way so we can see who all is in there going, what is this?
Yeah.
Who are you people? Okay, Jerry, we'd like to interview. I mean, we actually come to the... We have people on the show so that we can interview them, see what you're doing, shakers and movers that are doing powerful things in the world right now. So let's start off with me changing to the right thing first. Tell us about Jerry.
All right, well, I guess some important things to know is I'm a dad of three beautiful daughters.
Awesome.
They are awesome. They are my life, and each one of them fit into my life in different places. And
how old?
24, 21, and 11.
You have a 24-year-old
daughter? Yeah.
Dude, what? He looks like he's like 20.
Yeah. And a grandson.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah. Turned in a year this month, so yeah. But yeah, they're really important in my life. Probably they don't sometimes really understand how important they are in my life, and they do give me a lot of great feedback and support about my business. So I don't really have to go far sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
to get my feedback, even from my 11-year-old. She's cut right to it and stuff like that. I love it.
So much.
That's good.
And I've served for about 27 years now in the fire and police service. Started out as a volunteer and worked my way up to a career as a captain now in a local department here in Utah. And just through some of life, I've had a few accidents and stuff like that. And I got hurt on the job and started fire and fuel apparel at that time. And it was just because I thought, you know, you get hurt and you have all these big dreams and stuff like that, but a lot of it just surrounds by your health.
Mm, yeah.
And it's not just your physical health, it's your mental health. So, I mean, that's why I started Fire and Fuel Apparel, you know, keep my mind busy and stuff like that at first. And I thought, you know, this is going to be a great way to give back and honor my brothers and sister firefighters out there by creating cool designs and things like that. It's really grown. My vision's changed a little bit through the times and stuff like that. You know, try to find your niche. You know what? Because I want to give back. I mean, I've had a great career in the fire service and stuff like that, but I want to give back because there's always someone that can use some help.
Absolutely.
So it just started a thing that we'll bring up later in the show that a way that we'll be giving back. I think it's very unique. I don't know that anybody in my business is doing something like that, but yeah. Mm. Basically, cool.
That's a teaser, folks. So you gotta keep hanging in.
Yeah, stay tuned. Yeah,
shadowing.
Yeah,
I love it.
But yeah, that's the really general gist about me. Got some cool things coming up. I just completed a 3-day intensive class on public speaking.
Some powerful guy right here with some powerful stories. I mean, you could imagine that a first responder would have powerful stories, but Jerry, just his stories are powerful. And so you got a lot of talking to do. You got to get out there and start speaking to people, because there's a lot for everybody to hear from Jerry.
Yeah, and that's probably true. And I'm just coming into that thing. That's something I've never really thought about doing before.
People are going to start seeing Jerry in front of the stage a lot more.
It's a different side of the people see of me, for sure.
Absolutely.
I think,
this tough guy has a lot of heart. He has a lot of heart and a lot of caring and a lot of love for folks. And you get to see that with Jerry.
Yeah.
Because he's tough. He's a tough guy, too. We're tough guys. I cry at sad commercials. So everybody knows I cry. So anyway. Cool. So what is... But go ahead. Ryan, I'm taking up the show, man. I'm taking up the show.
I'll just leave.
I'm hogging the guests.
No, you guys are awesome. No, since you're on the Biz for Good show, we always ask, what does Biz for Good mean to you?
I think business for good, it has a couple different things, but I think one I really like to use is getting people involved in your business and giving the opportunity. And what I mean by that is, like I have a friend, maybe they want to start a service of like parties where they want to do parties and stuff like that. So I'll hold an event and stuff like that, and I'm like, hey, there's an opportunity for you to build your name and build and learn how it's done. Why don't you take the lead on that, and then I will support you and kind of walk you through that. I've done that.
So you're saying like businesses helping new businesses.
Yeah.
Like being a part of helping somebody else create their brand and move up in their business.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that business is this cutthroat thing that you've got to be, you got to cut out the other guy. And after interview, we find that business doesn't work that way. For the most part, it's about cohesion and connection and assisting the other people. That's how you get better clients. That's how clients grow. You have loyal clients because they know what your brand is, that you care, that you want other people to succeed. It's so interesting to me because business has gotten such a bad name and a bad rap that it's all greedy, hungry
money.
People that want money, money.
Yeah.
And the ones that have really grown powerfully big, most of those big, successful people will tell you they've never really been motivated by the revenue necessarily, but the challenge of creating something that matters.
Yeah, and giving those other people, for their dreams to come true. I mean, that's really what it's about. Give them the opportunity to move up and do something that they want to do.
Yeah.
I think it's very powerful. I mean, you gotta give and take. And I don't believe in this whole cutthroat thing either.
Yeah.
Seems like mentorship. Like maybe you've got this business going and you see someone, and you're like,
you mentor them, assisting them to grow in theirs and moving up. Yeah, it's this give and take, this beautiful connection with other people that are basically, I believe, doing good in the world. There's a lot more good being done in the world that we see on the news or in the spotlight, because there's more people out there than just movie stars doing a lot of cool stuff in the world.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cool.
All right.
Oh, so let's talk about your actual apparel company.
Fire and Fuel Apparel.
Fire and Fuel.
I like the name.
Yeah, wearing it today. Right there.
Fire and Fuel.
It's a little different. Most people want to say Fuel and Fire, but we thought we'd make a little twist on that, and it kinda,
you get a fire, you add fuel to it, and you get bigger, right?
Boom. Yep. There it is. it's an apparel company really dedicated to the police, fire, and EMS workers of not just this country, but the entire world. I have designs that feature, things from different parts of the world and stuff like that on my designs, and I'd really just, t-shirts is kind of the bulk of it and stuff like that, but there's a lot of it that's, has some physical fitness apparel on there and stuff like that. As Bobby probably know, I talked about having like a balanced lifestyle and stuff like that.
You need to talk about more.
Yeah. So
your vision of how to connect people and assist people with having this balanced life.
Yeah, and and that's just part of it. You got to. So eventually, Fire and Fuel will have all that. The whole thing covered. But I do have some stuff on there for your health and for fitness apparel.
It's not just for first responders.
No,
everybody. I mean, because we all. you know, we appreciate all that the first responders do for us. I mean, at least I sure do. I am so grateful that there's there's folks out there that take their lives in their own hands every single day to help up, to save other people's lives. And I would love to be able to brand myself as supporting that and caring about what's going on. So I love what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. And we do get a lot of that, actually. I shouldn't say we, because it's actually I.
That's good.
It's just me behind everything that does everything. And I do have some, you know, people that do come in to help me here and there. But yeah, it's a lot of people who do wear it is they just support first responders. I mean, they've had a tie, their parents or grandparents or they know somebody and stuff like that.
I know, my wife bought two shirts.
Right.
We just met at an event, and my wife said, hey, those are cool. I want a couple of those. So she went and bought a couple of
them.
So
that was awesome of her to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a growing company. You know, trying to find my niche and separate
limitless.
It.
Where did that come from, the Limitless shirts?
So I like to have like a limitless mentality, like, and everybody you can swap, you know, names for and stuff like that, but you just can't be scared about things in life. Like, people always ask, like, are you scared to do that? Do you know what you're doing? I'm like, no, I don't. And I don't really, I mean, what am I scared of? Like, I don't know even be scared of. I've never done this before.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
so it's just
something that we do.
And you see it as a first responder, you know, life is precious and it can be over in a flash, in an instant.
Might
as well enjoy it every second that we possibly can, because easily we can lose it.
Yeah.
In a car accident, a fire, you know, whatever.
That's amazing.
Violence. I mean, it's you get to see that, hey, I get to enjoy life, I get to live life, and have a powerful life, because you never know when it's going to be over.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of first responders really don't embrace that.
Yeah.
Because it does mess with your head a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of it. I mean, we were actually just talking about it the other day. When you drive through town or whatever, or drive through a section, you're like, oh, I remember that car accident. I remember that fire. I remember this call. And it's like, it's always in your head.
It's always
yeah. And I think our life, what we see in life is a lot different than the outside.
So how does Jerry, because I know you're a pretty uplifting guy. You're a very positive person. How do you deal with that? How do you change that into a positive? How do you change that thought process? Because I have a feeling your thought process is different. You've been working on it for a while.
Yeah. And it does go back to the balance of, you know, life and stuff like that. First of all, I know I got to keep myself healthy physically and stuff like that. You know, and that's easy to fall off the wagon. And we all do and stuff like that, fall off the wagon. And it's just like, that's just one part. Being physically healthy, that helps me cope with other things and stuff like that. And then I believe you have to be, you know, very mindful about what you do and what you watch and what you listen to and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, to cope with a lot of these things, I surround myself with a lot of positive stuff. I mean, most people probably don't even know, and they will now. Like, I listen to, like, Caleb on the way here and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, there's some great messages in there. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. You know, there's some great messages in there. I don't care what they're necessarily all about, but
that positive, we can feel it when we surround ourselves with a positive energy.
I mean,
it assists us in being positive.
I mean,
what we look at is what we find and what we see.
Yeah.
And if we look at good stuff in the world and we look at the positive and we listen to positive things, that's what we get back.
Yeah.
But when we dwell on the negative things, and I'm sure the first responders have that.
We do.
I can see just getting so. So you have to be doubly powerful and doubly aware of your happiness.
Yeah.
I really do.
I have to be vigilant about it. You know, and it's just, you know, so I do those things, and then, you know, I feel like I have a great spiritual connection to the universe, to my, you know, higher power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, you know, need to tune out all the world and stuff like that and listen to me and stuff like that and do the things that serve me. Not that I'm self-centered by any means, but I have to listen to my intuition and stuff like that. And sometimes it's quieting down the world around you and taking that time to do that. Whereas just going outside for a hike or a walk or a run or whatever, it just
I think you have a mission to assist everybody.
Yeah,
with that,
I do.
Mean, I know you. I know when we talk about it, you just get excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm put on this earth to not just pull people out of buildings, but to also pull people out of their, you know, their pits and their minds and their, and you can. Because you've been there, you've done that, you know what it's like to be this low, and you know what it's like to be out of there and really powerful.
Yeah.
And I think you have a mission, right? I know I'm talking for you. But
I do have a mission. I do have a mission. And I don't know if we are we there yet? So I can release that
out. Yes,
we,
we're there.
Oh, hey, we're there. Yeah.
So, you want to ask him, you want to ask him, Ryan, again?
That was great timing.
All right. You're doing something.
Yes.
Else, what does simply do the work mean?
So my big something else is teaching people to simply do the work. I mean, I can teach you how to do, you know, the divide up life into three sections. You know, your body, your mind, your spiritual side of you, whatever, your soul. I can divide that up and I can help you look into those areas. But you really have to just do the work. You simply have to do the work. Like, it's incredible. Yeah, you got to take that first step. It may be listening to that. Maybe it's as simply as like, hey, put K-Love on, you know, and go down the road and listen to that for an hour.
Some kind of action. We talk about it all the time.
Yes,
without
yes.
action, you got nothing.
Yeah, and then you have to hold yourself accountable for that. Like, you have to just continually move forward, and you know, and you have to accept responsibility. If you have a sucky day, it's really your fault. You can't let anything in this life steal the joy out of your day.
Yeah.
And I've been there. I've let everything steal the joy out of my life and stuff like that. And I think that's where I get the limitless attitude type of from. Is just like, I'm not gonna let a limit of something or somebody sets on me steal the joy out of my life. Most people that are going to watch this or probably might be a little bit shocked because I don't really talk about some parts of my life, you know?
Yeah. But and you're going to.
But I'm going
you're
to.
Start to.
I'm going to.
Because you know how powerful that
is. It is.
And you know how powerful of a connection that is.
Because
you know, firefighters, first responders, you guys, sometimes you have to put a different kind of armor on
right.
to protect yourself. And that people don't realize you guys have giant hearts and you care a lot.
Yeah. That's true.
That is
true.
It's a reason you do what you do, and people get to see that.
Yeah.
People get to know how much you care.
Yeah, I think that is true. We don't show that probably a lot, and we do hide a lot of emotions and stuff like that and tuck them down, but that's the same thing. You got to be balancing those areas. You got to check those emotions. You got to deal with them. Anything that we stuff down and not deal with, it gets worse, and it's going to come back. Yeah, it's going to come back up and haunt us, and I think we all know that. We've all been there in life that we try to like, it's not my time to deal with this. It's not, you know, it's down the road I go have more, you know, more strength to deal with this. And I always used to say, you know what? I can deal with the physical pain. I just can't deal with the mental, you know, pain.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that has not gotten me anywhere good. Like, I've had, you know, when I used to say that a lot, I got 3 surgeries in a row. I was like, and that put me into the bottom of life.
Yeah, wow. So. Sometimes when we talk to the universe, it tests us.
Yeah.
It says, oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that what you think?
Yeah.
That's why I choose to say, yeah, life is good. Life is beautiful. I love it. No matter, and I'm a firm believer that to have gratitude for even the hard stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because the hard stuff is what made us who we are.
I agree.
And thank you for hard stuff, because I love who I am now.
That's true. It makes you the person that you are. All those challenges, all those ups and downs. I mean, those are life learning lessons. We can't always live here because we're just going to be numb and emotionalist.
And roller coaster would
live
suck.
Here. Yeah.
Roller coaster would suck if it was always up there.
And I used to choose to live my life like here, numb, but I don't do that anymore.
Limitless.
Yeah.
Limitless.
I love it.
Love it. Limitless.
You know,
hey, tell us. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ryan. You, tell me
Spin
to calm down.
Come on.
Tell me to calm down.
Get it.
I just think it's amazing on all these shows that we do. They always correspond with my life. And now you're saying limitless. And it's just like this last week, you know, we got to take on these challenges. And sometimes we don't want to face our demons. And and then when you do it, then you're free. So
you are free. You release that emotion or whatever, all that trap emotion and anxiety and everything. Like, and I don't know, but it probably may not have been as bad as you thought it was.
It wasn't that.
You
bad.
Know, you got to just do. Yeah,
turns out
you just had to do a little bit of work and then get past it, and so, man, now you're even up at a higher level in life. And
That's if you let your energy can move up and you, and you get. Somebody told me once higher quality problems, problems that are, you know, better problems.
Yeah.
So problems aren't going to go away. You're going to get them. Yeah. But if you get new ones because you went up a notch, hey, that's cool. That's like good news.
Yeah.
That's like when my wife goes, oh my gosh, we've got so much to pay in taxes. And I'm like, well, we got a lot to pay in taxes because we made money.
Yeah.
Like, that's good. That's good. We got to pay a bunch of taxes.
Yeah.
That's, we haven't figured out the Trump thing yet. So anyway. Anyway, thanks, Jerry, for being on the show.
Yeah.
The thing about the dogs, were you going to talk
about? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would think that's cool.
Yeah. So, like I was saying, my little niche that I've kind of found is to do with PTSD. And I started a Facebook page called Guardians of the Firehouse.
You come up with some sick names.
Yeah. Guardians of the Firehouse.
That was a great combination effort between my daughter and I. And so I'm working. So it's Fire and Fuel Apparel and Great Marvelous Danes out of Alabama. We're teaming up together to bring a great purebred Great Dane out here. Her name's Hydra. She's 7 weeks old, just barely. And
she's already this big.
Yeah, she's getting big. She's black with some white socks and chest on her, and she's just a beautiful Great Dane. So we're bringing her here to Utah to give her to a local fire department is our plan. We're just getting the grant application ready. I think it's going to be ready today. We have somebody working on that. So people will be able to get on Guardians of the Firehouse page on Facebook and put in an application.
Yeah, don't forget to... Yeah, we need to get you to spiel all of your social media and stuff. And we'll also put it on our site and everything. So,
yeah, so
mention that.
Yeah, so you can find the Guardians of... You can find that on Facebook. And then you can also find it on Instagram as well. But you can find Fire and Fuel Apparel on Twitter, Facebook, you know, www.fireandfuelapparel.com. It's pretty easy to find.
Biz for Good Show.
Yeah, Biz for Good Show.
It's going to be on the Biz for Good Show.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd love everybody to get over there and just, you know, like that page because we're just how we're talking about. Everybody's connected. Everybody knows everybody, I feel like, here in the state of Utah. There is a firehouse or someone here in the firehouse could use that dog. And the dogs are great. They're just like comfort dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Great Danes are amazing.
Yeah, and there's big, playful animal. Yeah.
They're
loving. I've never seen a Great Dane that wasn't the most loving thing on earth.
Yeah, and I just want that dog, you know, we wanted to put it in the firehouse so the guys and gals can come back from a call and stuff like that, and they can just go check out with the dog, go play with the dog, go walk the dog. Sometimes you don't want to talk to anybody. Sometimes you just, you know, dogs unconditional love back.
Oh,
and they can feel you, and you know, you feel them and stuff like
that.
They know.
They almost take away the negative energy sometimes.
Yeah.
You can just feel it flowing, and they don't. It doesn't bug them.
Yeah.
They just let it dissipate.
Yeah, they do. I think they've got to, they're really grounded, I guess.
Yeah,
they're really connected to you. Like, they know when you're suffering and stuff.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
And so I think that connection, and there's so many people suffering right now, and it's the suicide rate is high. You know, guys don't want to talk about it. I mean, we're starting to get it out there, but I mean, it just needs to be dealt with. And I think this is a great way to do it.
Yeah. Get the word out.
Yeah. There's a.
We're gonna promote it.
Yeah. There is a firehouse in Utah that has a dog in it right now. It's a Labradoodle, I think it's called, but.
I saw that on the news.
Yeah, in Pleasant Grove,
was you part of that?
No, that was before my time. But yeah, they love it, and the public loves it too.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think it's just great, it's
super cool.
You know,
great
resource for the people at the fire department, also the fire department and the city. I think we'll all benefit from it.
Awesome. Well, Jerry, thank you again for being on the show.
That was awesome.
I love to see what you're creating and. This guy's going places, Ryan.
I'm excited.
In a year, he's going to have exploded and touched a bazillion people's lives, and we will have known you when. So,
yeah, right at the beginning, right at the beginning. Hopefully a book within...
There you go.
Awesome.
By the end of the year.
Awesome. Well, Jerry, thanks for being on the show. Thank you so much.
Woo!
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good Show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.